Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
That's John Deeney at the end there. He's going to be up in the next half hour. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're still having a lot of fun here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abava is here. He's our buddy, our good buddy from a long time, 11-plus years. He's been hanging out with us. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. The Franchise King, thefranchiseking.com is how you find Joel, how you can get smarter. If you want to consider buying a franchise, his books are there. His courses are there. It's a great place to hang out, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. You were telling us in the previous segment about the idea of if you one of the first things you can do, the smartest things you can do is to find a franchisee, someone who owns a franchise, and ask them if you can shadow them, if you can hang out with them for a period of time to see what it's like where the rubber really meets the road. Does it need to be in the industry or the exact franchise that you're going to buy? That would be optimal, but what if you couldn't get to that person? Would any franchisee work?
Not necessarily. I would really focus my energy.
It needs to be focused, doesn't it?
Yeah, focus your energy on getting into a franchisee's location of the franchise concept you're interested in.
Right. That's important because you not only learn the exact business, but you get the dirt on the scoop, I should say, on the franchisor, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you get the real scoop, and you can ask great questions what the day in the life is.
What are those questions?
I would ask, if it's a retail or a food franchise, for sure, where there's a location, I would ask a question like, so how long did it take to find a really good location? And did the franchisor help you do it? That's an important one. I would also ask about employees. I see you have some employees here. Is it a revolving door? Or are your employees, have they been here a while? And how did you go about finding them?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real time-saving tip. Instead of you trying to figure out where to look for them, ask the franchisees. You know, how did you recruit employees? You know, what were your best avenues? Where did mm-hmm. you find them? Save you a lot of hours.
I'd want to ask them. I'm sorry, Joe. Finish up. Go ahead.
I was going to say that's why it's one of the best things about the world of franchising is you can find out this stuff before you buy, and you can mm-hmm. save a lot of time mm-hmm. and a lot of headaches.
Because you're watching
your
movie, aren't you?
If
you go follow somebody around and you're in the franchise you're going to buy, you're basically watching your movie a year from now, 2 years from now.
Yeah, and at least you know what you're in for, as opposed to people that don't even phone franchisees
right.
to find out the real scoop. So yeah, it's really important.
I would want to know what their biggest surprise was.
Yep.
I'd also want to know what was their biggest mistake. What do you think about that? Won't you get a lot of education out of those, too?
Oh, yeah. You know, what would you have done differently if you knew then what you know now, you know, just by being in the business? That's a huge one. I would also ask about the hours. You know, I see that, you know, you're open 9 to 6. How long are you there after the door closes?
Yeah.
I think
I think you and I can answer that question right now. They
will
go there. All I'm going to say is I hope you don't like sleeping, and hope you don't need days off. Hope you're willing to give up your golf game. For a while. Whatever, you know, the bridge or golf or tennis or whatever you used to do, you know, when you had a regular job. And by the way, forget vacations. That's not going to be happening for a while.
Yeah. But you still may lose weight because you're going to be there so much.
That's the truth. Unless you're in the taco business, then you might.
That's right. Yeah. Or the donut business, exactly.
Right. So what else? What are the questions?
Well, I would really find out what corporate is like. What is the franchisor? Do they walk the walk? Are they supporting you like they said they would when they were busy selling you the idea of investing your money?
Yeah, and how, you know, they told me, you could say they told me these things. How accurate is that?
That's right.
You know, when things got tough, did they step up or did they retreat?
Exactly my words. Did they step up, and are they reachable real easily? Mm-hmm. I mean, franchisors have access to the best technology around. You know, they should be a phone call away or an email away within minutes.
I'd also want to ask about their
values. Middle of the night.
I'd want to ask about their values, Joel. Don't you want to know what kind of human beings we're talking about here?
Yeah, what kind of people are these people? Are they in it for the money? Or are they in it for more? And this is the most important thing. Is their focus on franchisees making money?
Mm-hmm. Do they help you make money, or are they just parasites?
Yeah, because if they help you make money, they're making money.
That's right. Yeah, and back to this values thing. You know, I'd ask them, you know, challenges don't create character. It reveals it. Someone else said that. When things are tough, do they show their character? What does it look like? That's what I'd want to know.
That's right. Are they helping you, or are they running away?
Mm-hmm. And would you do it again? How about that? How about that question? Would you do it again if you could do it over?
Oh, you read my book. That question's in my book,
attention.
Jim.
I pay
That's
attention,
no
Joel. See, this is why you got to hang out with Joel Above. You get smarter when you do. TheFranchiseKing.com.
Right.
Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back.
Good stuff. Thanks for having me. Congratulations on your 20 years.
Oh, thanks, Joel. I appreciate you, buddy. Joel Above, ladies and gentlemen, he's our good buddy. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after this minute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.